Hello and welcome to Core Finance. I'm Matt Brown. I'm joined today in the studio, knocked down the line, by John Eade, who is the CEO and President of Argus Research, on this side of the pond this week. So great to have you in the studio, John. I hope you are well.
Matt, I'm great. It's great to be here. I'll tell you, I had to dodge a lot of cranes and construction to getting here. There's a lot of building going on in London.
Fantastic. Is that more building than you're probably seeing in the States, would you say?
Certainly, there's an enormous amount of infrastructure investment here, mm-hmm. right, with the new train line coming in, and then there's building all around the station. So it's an exciting time.
Oh, it's good to hear. Good to hear your outlook on hopefully where London is going onwards and upwards, post-Brexit maybe. In the meantime, let's focus on the Fed announcement last night. I think the market pretty much expected quantitative tightening to come through. Talk in the market, look, there could be another interest rate hike in December. I think the market's saying about 65% chance. However, is that really nailed on? Would you say that's a definite hike, or we could be looking at 2018 for the next one?
Yeah, I'm not sure you can take that one to the bank, mm-hmm. right? I know the Federal Reserve in their dot plots and outlook are anticipating one more hike this year. But, you know, the inflation numbers have been pretty weak. Mm-hmm. There are geopolitical issues going, you know, in play. Plus, we've had these major hurricanes, which are going to have an impact on the U.S. economy. I think it's great that they've started to unwind the balance sheet. That's an important initiative, and I'm glad they've got that underway. That's going to take a few years, but once they're finished with that, they'll be in place to, you know, be able to address any other kinds of major problems that come around. So I think that's important, and I'm not so sure we're going to get that other rate hike later this year.
Understood. You heard it here first. And just look, I mean, you mentioned inflation, and it seems to be kind of an old school model looking at we'll only put interest rates up if we see inflation going up, and that we're in a kind of a new world. And do you think the Fed maybe needs to take a step back and look at that model, whether that model actually works in this day and age?
Well, I'll tell you, I think what the Fed is saying, and they've been saying this for a few years, mm-hmm. is they're really concerned about deflation, mm-hmm. right? That's why they went to QE1, QE2, QE3, and that was back when inflation was right around zero. It never got to a deflationary state, which is what we've seen in areas like Japan. Yeah. So now we were at about 2%. The Fed was happy. It's pulled back, you know, closer to 1 to 1.5%. So I think they're willing to keep policy relatively easy to consistently have inflation closer to 2%. And we're not there yet.
Understood. And what does all this mean for the dollar? I mean, the dollar's been out of favor for, well, most of this year. Where do you see the dollar going from here?
Well, yes, the dollar has been out of favor this year, but boy, was it in favor, you know, in 2014 and 2015. And it actually reached cycle highs that we hadn't seen since about 2000. You know, there's so many global factors affecting the dollar, like the cranes outside, like the recovery in the European economy, like the turnaround in Argentina and Brazil. So you get money flowing back out of the U.S. and into these other growth areas. That puts the pressure on the dollar. It still is higher than average. It's just not at those peak levels. And my guess is, as the global economy continues to recover, you know, the dollar will stabilize or continue to drift lower.
Fantastic. Well, on that note, we'll record another video shortly about how the dollar will impact earnings for U.S. companies going forward. But for the meantime, John Eade, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Matt.